Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more with Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University right after this. Producers Cooperative Oil Mill has been providing high-quality cottonseed products since 1944. Home offices in Oklahoma City, where they serve clients nationally with cottonseed oil, cottonseed meal, cottonseed hulls, linters, and whole cottonseed. In recent years, they've made investments in the winter canola industry in the Southern Plains, helping it develop and thrive. For more information, contact Gene Newens at 405-232-7555. PCOM, proud sponsors of our daily email.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale, February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
Visiting once again with us today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel, who says it's important that you have something to sell in the days to come if you're a cattle producer. If you're a mama cow operator and you had to cut back your cow herd, fewer calves probably going to be in your future. You may want some stocker cattle to help make up the difference, because he believes if you've got some forage to put into those animals, you're going to make some money.
The issue here is one of managing production. I've been telling producers for several months now that I don't think marketing, in one sense of the word, is your biggest challenge. If you have things to sell, I think they're going to sell at a pretty high price. I think the challenge is to manage production, make sure you're producing something to have something to sell, and more importantly, to manage the cost of that production. Input prices will certainly be higher as well. So even though prices for cattle and beef will be higher, profitability still depends on managing the input side of this thing. And so I think that's the real key, specifically for cattle producers, is to manage cost of production, make sure you have things to produce, and markets are pretty well going to take care of themselves, I think.
Darrell, when it comes to management, what are the keys for our cattle producers?
Obviously, we always try to be as efficient as we can. I think there are some things changing in this industry that are more longer term in nature, but they're here with us now in terms of, probably a permanent change in the level of feed prices. I think, one of the things going on in the background is that this industry probably has a reason to value forage now more than it did before. So the cow-calf and the stocker end of this industry probably have an opportunity to utilize forage programs a little bit differently than they have in the past, a little bit more aggressively, and probably manage them a little more efficiently because they're worth more now.
Darrell, obviously one of the keys for our U.S. cattle market in 2010 and especially in 2011 had to be the international marketplace. Can we keep this momentum going into 2012, you think?
One of the things that's good about the export situation that has developed for the U.S. beef industry in the last few years is that we have a relatively broad-based set of markets that we're working in right now. For many, many years, we were heavily concentrated in one or maybe two markets. We have, really four major markets right now, including, Japan and South Korea and the Asian markets, Mexico and Canada here on the North American continent. And they're not exactly equal, but they're all roughly equal shares of that market. And that's a good basis. There's potential for some other markets to come on. This last year, Russia played a bigger role than they do. But those markets tend to be, markets that kind of come and go according to circumstances we really can't control very well. So we're in a pretty good shape right now in terms of having a broad-based, fairly diverse set of export markets that I think will continue to support this industry very well.
Extension Livestock Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 51st annual production sale of the Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 spring-bred Angus and Hereford females. EPD information on the cattle. This is Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Going to be a dandy once again this year. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-837-5532. Messner Ranch, 51st annual production sale, Saturday, February 4th at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.